Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy. Change wisely.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's play this from Jessica a couple of weeks ago. Just a 30-second clip of the call that we took from her. Because I think during, at least the theme during the conversation was she was really bummed about this.
Oh, well, of course.
Never big O'd before. Never.
God.
Heard us talk about it on the radio. She's heard about this myth. It's almost like we're talking about Sasquatch. The big O, not for her.
No. I've never experienced the big O, and my husband is a total like sex fiend. And for me, it just is something that I do for him, and I would love to be able to achieve. I mean, we have a baby and everything.
Did you ever have big O with anybody else?
No, I've never been able to achieve it that way.
And not by yourself either?
Nope.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, never.
Never.
We were all sad.
That's so tragic.
It was a dark day for all of us in here.
Man.
So I think we initially got into the conversation because we were talking about this new G shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what?
Because you don't want to say what it is.
I just think it's creepy coming from me.
Okay.
So why don't you explain what that is?
Cosmetic procedure. They inject collagen into your G spot so that it enlarges and becomes more sensitive. So we thought that we would help her out by having her get a G shot and see if it allowed her to achieve the big O.
So.
I will say that I have heard from other women who have gotten it, and it has worked very well for them.
Really?
So much so that it's worked too well for their husbands.
What's that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
If you know what I mean on speed.
Oh, really?
Like the woman's like wrapping up before she needs to?
No, she's getting so excited that he's getting excited and the whole experience is over quickly?
Yes.
Gotcha.
The whole experience for him is ending a little too quickly.
I gotcha.
Because it is a little bit... I don't know how I can describe it.
There are creams and shots for that already. I've heard.
Okay.
I've read in the back of magazines. So we hooked up Jessica here with Dr. Moore, and we wanted to check back with her after she got the G-shot to see if it really worked. And I imagine in some cases, like, it's an embarrassment of riches. Like, you don't have a problem in this area, but you go to get the shot because you just can't get enough of a good thing.
Maybe.
In Jessica's spot here, this is, I mean, nothing, nada.
Oh, I hope this works.
I know.
Good morning, Jessica. You're back on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Take us through the whole thing. Now, after we talked to you, how long did it take you to get to Dr. Moore's office? Like 6-7 minutes?
No, I called and I made the appointment, and I actually went Monday of not this week, but last week. So like 10 days ago.
And you had the procedure done.
I had the procedure done, and
Before you tell us the results, tell us about the procedure. Like, how long did it take? Was it uncomfortable?
Yeah, it was a little bit uncomfortable. Because like Dr. Moore is like really, really hot.
Hold on, Dr. Moore. By the way, is on hold.
Yeah, hold on. Let's get Dr. Moore on this also. Hey, Doc.
Wow, awesome.
Oh, hey, Dr. Moore, are you listening to this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, hello there, Dr. Moore. I'm still going to be professional, but I really am flattered by what she just said.
Continue on, Jessica.
So anyway, I think it took probably about 20 minutes maybe, and he just sets you back up in the chair, and he injects you. The first shot is like lidocaine, like a numbing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you don't feel nothing, he just pokes you with the second one. And the first one, it really doesn't even, it feels like a bee sting, really. It's not even like... it doesn't really even hurt. It just—it's a little bit uncomfortable. It doesn't really hurt. And then afterwards, he just kind of sticks a tampon up there for like a couple hours, and then he says you're ready to go after that. you know, wait about 4 hours. I had a little bit of problem with bleeding, but it was okay. I stopped bleeding, I think, Saturday. So, and I've tried it, and I haven't had a big O, but I've really come close.
Dang,
and it's really
it.
Exciting. Oh, I did with a vibrator externally.
Okay.
So, gotcha. But I need to get one of the ones that are internal and do it that way. But I have come really, really, really close. And it's really exciting because I think I can do it without anything.
Listen to the excitement in her voice. Like, I'm really going to try anything.
I get it. Bless your heart. 24 years, you got a lot to make up for.
Yes. But you said the sensation is a lot better now than it was before. You just haven't reached the final
destination.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I have a question about how Dr. Moore knows where to inject you. Don't you have to find it to show him where it is?
Yeah, he gave me homework to do it, and we got in the shower and figured out exactly where, because he tells you it's like a burning sensation, like you have to pee. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of told me like what it would feel like when I found it. So my husband found it, and then so when I called the office, he was like, okay, well, tell me when you feel that feeling. And then when he found it, I was like, that's it. And then he injects you like right there.
Oh, wow.
He's got to figure out where to insert the needle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That could be fun also.
Yeah.
The homework assignment sounds kind of fun also.
And it kind of, the area gets a little really, like, a little hard. And it's about the size of a quarter.
Okay,
but it,
yeah.
This is great.
Solid.
All right.
Solid. We got you.
You got
an education for other women listening.
We can go to Wikipedia on that.
Yeah, the guys are getting all uncomfortable.
Well, I think there are some rules that we're not allowed to explain. There are FCC rules that we got to be careful about also.
I'm not describing anything except for a part. So it's the size of
a procedure.
Quarter.
I'm just saying, be careful.
Whatever. Just because y'all's is all on the outside and it's easier to find.
It is fun being a boy. It is. Dr. Moore?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to get in on this at all?
Sure. I mean, Jessica was great. We, you know, some women don't. And I think this is the beauty of this procedure. You know, as you guys certainly know, as I guess you're almost relationship experts on your show with all the different folks calling in and that sort of thing. As you guys know, I mean, sexual function activity, sexual relations between partners are so multifactorial. Communication is a huge part of it. This is just one of the tools that we utilize to help women, to help couples. It's almost like, you know, kind of like training wheels for the G-spot. So many women may not feel they need to come back. It helps them locate it. It may even be better because it kind of directs the man to the area so they can help their partner and that sort of thing. So, you know, with Jessica, it was great. We gave her a little homework. And all of this, I think, certainly helps communication and opens up communications between partners. My partner, business partner, that is, John Nicholas and myself, we have one of the busiest vaginal reconstructive surgery centers in the Southeast. So we deal with sexual function and disorders, including, you know, urinary leakage, vaginal damage after childbirth. And there's a lot of issues that come in with sexual function after childbirth that, you know, many women thought for years they could never do anything about. Well, now we have new techniques and we have these things. And this is the G-Shot. It's certainly one of the least invasive things that we can do to help try to have women help locate this area and kind of learn about their bodies and improve their sexual function.
Now, she said that she hasn't been able to reach that just yet. Have you seen this before, that you start to get more of a sensation and then eventually you get there, or in some cases
not? She told us that she has a little bit of issue with bleeding, you know, with any procedures and that sort of thing. So she had some spotting after the procedure for a few days. It was nothing to worry about, and that went away. So, you know, she had to delay kind of getting active with it, so to speak, for, you know, a few days. So it's only really been, I guess, a few days, 4 or 5 days since they've been able to kind of experiment and that sort of thing. And, yeah, we tell women that many times it may take 7 to 10 days, and it's a learning experience. Once they locate it, then both she and her partner can learn how to stimulate it, and they have to kind of, she may have to, you know, train it a bit. But most women, there are theories out there that most women can learn how to have vaginal orgasms. They may need help externally at the same time, but still it seems to be more intense for them.
I wish we were streaming live video on the website right now, because the facial reactions of the guys in here compared to the women are two completely different things. Words like spotty have me and Jeff running out of here.
Yeah. Jeff, whatever. Very uncomfortable.
That's nothing in comparison to her being able to achieve what she's never been able to achieve before.
It's worth it.
Right.
Train it.
Yeah, Jessica.
Good spot. Good spot.
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
Hey, Jessica, I guess sort of congratulations. Hey, I hope everything works out in the long run for you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
You can do it. You can do it.
Melissa's strangely pulling for you. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you
never
had an orgasm?
Yeah,
no,
I feel bad.
Seriously.
I do feel bad for
come on.
You. You're getting close, girl. You're getting close.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I can hear that.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Don't be gross.
I'm not being gross.
Good spot.
Jessica, good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you, hot Dr. Moore.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.